Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Friday, August 14th. What to know today about a surprise agreement in the Middle East. We'll explain President Trump's role and what it could mean for future peace talks. Also, the Justice Department's new allegations against Yale University and how sexual assault complaints on all college campuses may be treated differently now. Plus, a new task force for UFOs, why Fortnite is fighting with Apple and Google, and how to watch a movie in theaters for only 15 cents. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump announced a historic diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East. With help from the White House, Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to normalize their relationship. So what does that mean exactly? Well, President Trump says the deal will bring better cooperation on investment, tourism, technology, energy, and more. The two countries will also allow regular direct flights between them, and they'll open embassies and trade ambassadors for the first time. All that will be formalized in the coming weeks when delegations are expected to sign formal agreements, which, by the way, that signing ceremony is set to happen at the White House. But in order to keep things going, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has to give in on a few things. The big one, Israel agreed to press pause on its plans to annex the West Bank, or in other words, postpone trying to officially make it part of Israel proper, even though Palestinians believe it's their territory. In exchange, the UAE, which considers itself a supporter of the Palestinian people, will treat Israel as it would any other country it has a friendly relationship with. But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is not happy about this. He told Reuters he was blindsided and called the surprise agreement a, quote, complete sellout. Overall, the New York Times reports this deal could lead other Arab nations to follow suit and consider mending ties with Israel. At this point, the UAE would be only the third Arab country to open relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. But President Trump says more deals are already in the works. To be continued. America's coronavirus outbreak is finally slowing down, at least when it comes to new cases. In the last week, the U.S. averaged about 52,000 new cases per day, which is actually down 10.5% from the previous week. Specifically, new cases slowed in 21 states, including some of the states that have seen surges recently, like Arizona, Florida, and Texas. Still, Axios says it's much too early to start celebrating. States will have to keep this downward trend going for a long time before they can consider the outbreaks well-controlled. And public health experts like the CDC director expect things to get worse this fall. Dr. Robert Redfield told WebMD the U.S. could be in for its worst fall in history. Why? Well, for example, the COVID-19 outbreak is expected to coincide with flu season, which could overwhelm hospitals and drain resources. But Dr. Redfield says it is up to Americans to make sure we avoid that worst-case scenario. For starters, he is urging people to get a flu shot. The CDC even bought more doses this year to make sure the country has enough. Also, he says everyone, meaning at least 95% of the population, needs to be following COVID-19 guidelines. And you've heard them before. Wear masks, stay 6 feet away from others, wash hands often, and avoid large crowds. The Justice Department is accusing Yale University of violating a federal civil rights law, specifically discriminating against Asian American and white people who apply for undergraduate programs. The department says the university favors African American applicants with similar credentials. Officials issued the findings about 2 years after first opening an investigation. You might remember, the Justice Department also supported a group that sued Harvard University for a similar reason back in 2014. In that case, a judge decided Harvard did not discriminate against Asian Americans, but the decision has been appealed and the next hearing is set for next month. Also, the Supreme Court has already ruled on this type of argument before. It says colleges and universities are allowed to consider race in admissions decisions, at least in a limited fashion. Schools say diverse campuses have educational benefits, and that's what affirmative action is all about. Still, schools have to prove that considering race is appropriate in certain situations. And the DOJ argues Yale's practices are, quote, anything but limited. Yale is pushing back, though, calling the allegations meritless and hasty, and says it has no plans to change. So expect this one to be fought in court as well. Speaking of higher education, new Title IX rules go into effect today at colleges all around the country. The rules impact how schools investigate sexual harassment and assaults on campus. One of the biggest changes to the rules? Accused students will get more protections, much like they would if they were charged in the legal system. So throughout the disciplinary process, they'll be treated as if they are innocent before proven guilty. And both people involved, the alleged victim and the accused, will have lawyers or other representatives question the other. Title IX advocates have raised concerns that these changes could intimidate victims, keeping them from coming forward and reporting assault at all. They also worry the rules will let universities off the hook for not investigating complaints. A lawsuit was even filed to challenge the new rules, but this week a federal judge sided with the Education Department, so as of today, the rules now carry the weight of the law. The West Coast and the South will be baking this weekend, even more than the usual for August. Starting today, more than 34 million people are under excessive heat watches and warnings. They're in effect across California and the Southwest in cities like Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Salt Lake City. And we're talking hot. Las Vegas could see temperatures soar to 113 by Sunday. Then there's Death Valley, California. It's already considered the hottest place on Earth. And this weekend, it's forecast to reach 126 degrees. Advisories are also in place in the southern plains, like in Oklahoma and Texas. So if you live in any of these spots, find an air conditioner, fan, pool, or anything to stay cool. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today, HelloFresh. Go ahead and skip the trip to the grocery store, and don't worry about planning out what's for dinner, because HelloFresh has you covered. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients alongside seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And there's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. Also, because you're getting pre-portioned ingredients, there's not only less prep work for you, there's also less food waste. And I love that more than 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes. My husband and I have made a Juicy Lucy burger with tomato onion jam, and it was so delicious. I was impressed with myself. Just go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, so check out HelloFresh.com for details. Again, get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy. Now back to the news. The Pentagon is forming a task force to investigate UFOs. Yes, we're talking about unidentified flying objects. Two military officials told CNN it'll probably be unveiled within the next few days. The task force will specifically examine sightings by the U.S. military, which, remember, have been captured on video a couple of times. Back in April, the Pentagon released three clips of strange flying objects that were caught on camera by military pilots. Some people think they might be extraterrestrial, while others think they're just drones. Either way, it sounds like the Pentagon is taking it seriously. Stay tuned. Both Apple and Google have dropped Fortnite from their app stores. If you're not familiar, Fortnite is a hugely popular gaming app. It's been downloaded millions of times, but it's in some hot water over recent changes. The Verge reports the app has a new payment system that bypasses Apple and Google. And that means Apple and Google no longer get their 30% cut of in-app purchases. And that has not gone over well. Apple and Google say the payment change violates their guidelines, but Fortnite is pushing back. So far, its developer has sued Apple, and it's possible they'll sue Google next. Big tech is going all in to get people to vote this November. For example, Google has rolled out a new search feature. Anytime someone looks up how to vote or how to register, it will bring up information specific to their state. This includes important dates, info on early voting, and of course, how they can register. Twitter and Snapchat also have something similar in the works. Like Twitter plans to roll out new tools that will help people not only register, but prepare to vote by mail. As for Facebook, it launched its voter guide earlier this year, and it hopes to help 4 million people register to vote by the general election. Some AMC theaters are set to reopen next week, and get this, tickets will only cost 15 cents. The deal is for opening day only, and it's a nice welcome back to moviegoers. Remember, AMC theaters shut down nationwide in March because of the pandemic, but in 6 days, about 100 or so locations where local laws allow it will be back in business. The theaters will have an old-school lineup featuring classics like Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, or Grease. New releases like The New Mutants and Tenet will come out within a few weeks. It's worth noting the theaters will operate at reduced capacity and masks will be required. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor today, Castle Grade. If you're looking for a mask that is reusable, sustainable, and comfortable, then check out Castle Grade. Castle Grade is registered with the FDA as an N95 mask without the worries of being in short supply. The company says it specifically designed the mask not to fog up glasses and to be easy to clean. In fact, it's reusable and dishwasher safe. Just go to castlegrade.com to learn more and enter the discount code NEWS at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's castlegrade.com with the code NEWS. Okay, so today we're talking about a teen who's hoping to spread kindness during the pandemic. 14-year-old Jessica Ong has started sending cards with uplifting messages to healthcare workers, seniors, and even patients. Jessica says she wants to reach out since so many people have been isolated during this pandemic. NBC San Diego reports she came up with the idea in June, and now it's gone global. People in nearly 24 countries have joined the effort. All in all, they've made and sent more than 1,000 cards so far. If you want to learn more, you can check out the Cards for Kindness Instagram account. We've added a link to it in our show notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed the show, please be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. Thank you so much in advance. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode, then another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.